Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph in a final podcast of the ninth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin. And we are looking at a braita that was just invoked. It's a braita, Tosefta, that shows up in several places in Sanhedrin in one version, in Zvachim in another version, in Kretot in a third version, which is the list of those who get mitah bidei shamayim. Ve'elu shebe mitah. Ha'ochel tatevel. If somebody eats tevel, in other words, food that has not yet been processed for trumot and masrot, kohen tameh shachal trumat Torah, a kohen who is tameh, who eats trumat Torah, v'zar shachal ta truma, non-kohen who eats truma, zar sheshimesh, a non-kohen who does avodah lebeit hamikdash, we saw that at the end of our mishnah, tameh sheshimesh, a kohen tameh that does avodah, tvul yom sheshimesh, also a kohen who was Tameh and went to the mikvah, and during the latter part of the day after going to the mikvah, before Rav Shemesh did Avoda, Mechusa Begadim, a Kohen without the proper Begadim doing Avoda, Mechusa Kapora, somebody who did not yet do their, whether it's a Zav or Mitzorah, you'll let it. So Mechusa Kapora, a Ger, V'shaloh Achatz Yadayim V'Raglayim, of course a Ger is not going to be in the Parsha anyways, V'shaloh Achatz Yadayim V'Raglayim, a Kohen who does Avoda without proper washing of hands or feet, Ushtu Yayin, if they enter the Mikdash drunk, Ufruei Rosh, or with their hair uncut properly, Aval, Arel Vonen V'Yoshev, if somebody does Avodah as an Arel without Brit Milah, or he is mourning, somebody's died that day, or Yoshev, sitting down, Einam Mital Abazara, there's a prohibition, but there's no Mitah V'Dei Shamayim. Now, Balmum, what about a Kohen who's a Balmum doing Avodah, Rabbi Yom Rabbi Mitah, Chamom Mibazara? And the same machloket is hezid b'milah, if somebody did me'ilah on purpose, meaning they got benefit from hektesh on purpose, Rebbe Yom Rebbe Mitah, Chomamim be'azhara, same thing. Now, let's take a look at the whole list. Number one, hachata tavim nalan, how do we know that if you tavel, you are chayav mitah b'dei shemayim? Shmua m'shumar b'liyezer, minayin hachata tavim shum mitah, dichtiv, v'loi chalot kochev n'Yisrael, eit asher yarimu. Now, yarimu in context means that which they elevate. But the way we're reading it is, ba'atidim li'troma katuv v'daber, meaning that which they are going to lift up, meaning it's still tevel. V'yalev chilul chilul, and it says lo yichalalu, and in the context of truma that we're going to see in a moment, meaning a kohen tohar, she eats truma tahora, we have the word l'chalel, and it's umeitu voki yichalaluhu. So the chilul chilul is connected, and it's mitah b'dei shamayim. Malam mitav kan mitah. But in the case of notar, there's karet, which is more severe, evidently. And then it says, ki kodesh adonai chilel. So malal mikaret afkan bekaret. The answer is, mistav mitruma havi lemelaf. It's closer to learn eating tevel and eating truma improperly. Shekain truma, because they both have to do with truma. Chutzlarts, neither of them applies to chutzlarts. Hutra, both of them have heterim. Birabim. And perot. And pigul v'notar, meaning they both apply to perot, and neither one of them is pigul v'notar, unlike notar. Adam v'notar v'lemelaf. Notar is closer because shekain psul ochel, they're both a psul in the food of themselves, as opposed to truma, which is about the kohen being tameh. And the eno hetem mikvah, which is kind of the same thing. You can't fix it by going to the mikvah. The answer is hanach l'fishan. The answer is the comparison with truma is seven things, where here it's only two things to notar. Ravina says the difference. Chilul d'rabim, chilul d'rabim ma'adif. It's better to learn that yichaleluhu and yichalelu, which is plural, as opposed to chilel, which is in the singular, which is notar. All right, keep that in mind, because we'll need that later. V'choein tomei sh'achal truma tahor menalan. Where do we know that from? Damar shmuel minayin l'choein tomei sh'achal truma tahora. Shub mitah b'nei shamayim b'fei koin who is tomei eats truma tahora. Dichtiv v'shamot mishpartiv v'leisu alav chet u'meitu voki yichaleluhu. Now, tahora ian tomei alo. It's only if it's truma tahora. Damar Shmuel Amar Rabbi Elazar. According to Shachal truma tamei she'enu mitah. How do I know if the truma is tamei that there is no mitah b'nei shamayim? Shmuel metuvo ki yichaleluhu. They die because they defiled it. Parapat lazu shemuchul ad v'men. As opposed to this one that's already defiled. It's already tamei. Mazar shachal ta truma. That's the next on our list. Amarav zar shachal ta truma loka. He disagrees. He says you get makot. Amri Rav Kahana Rav Asu Rav. So they asked Rav. Why did it say mitah? Dichtiv v'chol zar lo yechol kodesh. It says v'shomet v'chelu ani Hashem mekadsham v'chol zar lo yechol kodesh. And he answers ani Hashem mekadsham v'si kanyan. That ani Hashem mekadsham is an interruption of v'chol zar lo yechol kodesh. Is now a new prohibition. Meitav elu shemitah zar chol tatruma. Our brayta says it's mitah v'dei shamayim. The answer is Matnita the Rav Karamit. You're challenging Rav with a Braita. Rav Rotanu Fali. Rav has a status of a Tana. He disagrees with the Braita. All right. Vazar Shishimesh, a Zar who does Avoda. How do we know he gets Mita Dichtiv? Mazar Karev Yumat. That's easy. Tameh Shishimesh, a Kohen Tameh that does Avoda. Kedavon Min Rav Chia, Rav Avin Rav Yosef. He asked, not in the Tameh Shishimesh, Shub Mita. Dichtiv, Abel Aron Vel Manavin, Yazubi Kochevin Esuva Lechalu Hashem Kodshi. They should not defile my name. This is Tohanim or Tomeim. Chilu chilu mitruma. You learn chilu from truma. On mitav kan mitav. We already have that. Now chilu chilu minotar. Again, the same question. Well, on karet of kan karet. So mistav mitruma v'lemela. If it makes sense to learn from truma because shkain goof, it's about your own goof being tome. And there's tuma. And mikvah will fix it. And it's barabim. And yichalu in the plural. Adam minotar v'lemela. No, you should have learned it from notar. Shkain kodesh. Name Pigul Notar, because both these things are about a vote in the Mikdash. The answer is Childurab, Michildurab, Madif. Like Ravina said before, Yechalalu and Yechalalu, who are closer, and Chilel is not, in the singular. Alright, Tful Yom Shemesh Menalan. How do we know if a Tful Yom does a vote that is Chayav Mitab Ede Shemaim Yatan, Rabbi Simoy Omer, Rem is the Tful Yom Shemavad Chilel Menan. How do I know if a Tful Yom does a vote it has been defiled? Tomodor, Kuroshim Yul Elohim Velo Chalalu. They should be kadosh and not be mechalel. Now, in Eino Inyan the Tameh Shishimesh, we don't need that for a real full Tameh guy. Dunafkalan Mivinazur. We had that from the pasuk that we just dealt with. Now, Inyan the Tful Yom Shimesh, and apply it to Tful Yom. So now that we know that a Tful Yom is mechalel, v'yalav chiluchil mitruma again, malam mitav kan mitav. Umechusa begadim in alan. And how do we know that if a kohen is doing avod without begadim? Ravam Yochan Amatu Bamishpedu Rabbelazur Shimon. Some people trace it all the way back to him. Put on the begadim, and they become kohanim. Which means only when they have the begadim are they called kohanim. And begadim alem, and kunatam alem, if not, then not. And then they're simply zarim. We already have the rule that a zar shishimesh is mitah b'dei shamayim. And how do we know if somebody didn't bring the kapara, their chayim mitah? You'll let it. At the end, brings a korban, the kohen is machaper v'tahira. What does Tahira mean? Chlashi Tmeya. She was Tmeya before. Now, she wasn't Tmeya Leba'ala because she was allowed to have relations with her husband. So she must have been Tmeya Lemikdash. Now, remember, a woman can't do Avodah anyways. The idea is as a class. And somebody who's Tmeya who does Avodah is Bemita. So that's the class. Now, notice how they're doing it. Mechusa Begadim becomes a Tzar. And Mechusa Kapara becomes a Tmeya. Tful Yom is a subset of Tmeya, of course. Now, this one's easy. Let them wash their hands and not die. Aaron is given the command after the death of Nadav and Avihu not to come in drunk and not to die, which is why many think that that's what Nadav and Avihu did. In Yechezkel, it describes that the Kohanim do not drink wine and do not on the one hand, shave their head, but on the other hand, do not let their hair grow excessively. And right after it says they do not drink. So Pru Arosh, one who lets his hair grow too much, is compared to Shtri Yain. So they both get Mitah. The end of the Brayta said that those three are only an Azara and not cut Mitah. Arel minan, how do we know that an Arel is prohibited at all and has an Azara? We don't know it from Moshe. We know it from Yechezkel. Anybody who is either Arel Lev or Arel Basar cannot come in. Onen menalan. So it's not in the Torah. It's in Yechezkel. Now, the way we normally read this, as we saw it in the second parak, is a Kohen Gadol cannot leave the Mikdash for the funeral of a loved one, and by doing so be Mechalel. We read the opposite now, which is he should not leave the Mikdash, and he alone will not be Mechalel anyways, even though he's in there as an Onen. Ha'acher shalayat sachilel, meaning that if there's somebody else who's not a Kohen Gadol, who is an Onen, who stays in and does the Avodah, is Mechalel. So let's go back to our favorite pasuk, and say that a non-Kohen Gadol who stays in and does a vote as an onain is chayav mita because of truma. So miktiv bebegufa, it doesn't say in the pasuk that a non-Kohen Gadol who does a vote is mechalel. Michlalakati, we inferred it from the statement that a Kohen Gadol is not Mechalel. You can't use that for Gzeres Shava, the word that doesn't really exist. Now, Yoshev Menalan, how do we know that if a Kohen is doing Avodah sitting? Amarava, Amarav Nachman, Amarkra, Kivo Machar, Adonai Lechel, Vikot Shvatecha, La'amod, L'sharet, to stand and serve. Amida Machartiv, Lo Lishiva, to stand, not to sit. But that doesn't mean that there's Mitabi De Shamayim. It's just a prohibition to do Avodah seated. Now, Baal Mum, we saw in the bright, the Rebbe Omer Mita, Chumamim Be'al Zara, my time to Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say it's Mita? Tichtiv Achal Aprochet Lo Yavo. A Baal Mum may not come close. And be machalel, v'yal chilul chil mitruma, again chilul. Mal alan mitav kan mitah. You see the pasuk? V'nel of chilul chil minotar, so if that's the case, go to notar. Mal alan mikaret of kan mikaret. So the answer is, mistav mitruma v'lei l'meilav, shekein psul haguf b'psul haguf. In both cases, there's something wrong with the body. Hala minotar v'lei l'meilav, shekein kodesh prim pigu v'notar. This is kodshim, as opposed to truma. Ela mitamesh shimesh gamar. He didn't learn it from truma, he learned it from tamesh shimesh. Meaning, just like a balmum, so a tomei who does avoda, psulagum, psulaguf, kodesh prim pigul venotar. It's all the same. Somebody's wrong with him, and it's about kodeshim. Kodesh prim pigul venotar. So Rabbanan should agree, but amakra bo, umetu voki echaluluhu, veloba balmum. It's only a tomei shishimesh and not a balmum. Hezid b'mi'ila, what if he did mi'ila on purpose, because mi'ila classically is v'shogeg. Remember, mitalchem im azara, my tavid rabbi, why am a rabbi abo, gamar chait chait? Because eat nefesh ki techta umala, and then, umetu voki chalum, veloti solav chait, with the truma, mitruma. Mal mitavkan mita, rabbanon say the same thing, bo below mila, metu voki chalum velat mila. Alright, the last thing in the Mishnah was the machloket Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim about zar shishimesh b'mikdash. Tana Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nemar Khan Vazar Kriv Yumadri Malalan Kal Kariv Kariv Shkan Adunayimut. This is what the people are complaining in the Korach incident. Malam Yeshamav Khan Yeshamayim. There they're complaining. People are dying. God is plaguing them. So Hazar Kriv Yumad must be the same thing. Kimomer Nemar Khan Vazar Kumad Malan Vahnaviahu Cholemachalum Hu Yumat. Yumat. He will be killed. And that is Malan Beskilaf Khan Beskila. And our Mr. Bekiva said, Chenek. We'll see what that's about. But Rabbi Kiva said that just like a Navila Vodazari gets Skila, so a Zara that does avoda, same word, yumat. He disagrees and says, it's chenek. He agrees with Rabbi Kiva, it's a execution, but it's chenek. So what's the essential machloket? Rabbi Kiva said, danin yumat mi yumat, and yumat mi yamut. After all, it says yumat in both the case of the Navi and the Zar, as opposed to yamut, which is what it says in the narrative in Korach. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Danin Hedyot Me Hedyot. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, we gotta talk about regular people. You can't learn that from a Navi who's a different class. Mekiva says, once this Navi has gone to Avodah Zarah, he is not a Navi anymore. He's a regular guy and a bad guy. Now, Mikey Paki Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yechom Nuri, why does Rabbi Akiva say, Skil Rabbi Yechom Nuri says, Chenek? Puk to Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, simply the machloket, what does a Navi Avodah Zarah get? Rabbanan say skila, so that's Rabbi Kiva in our Braita. And Rabbi Shimon says chenek, which is Rabbi Yochum Nuri in our Braita. Hanatan Rabbi Kiva omer b'chenek. Our Mishnah says Rabbi Kiva takes chenek. The answer is trei tanoi v'liv Rabbi Kiva. It's a machloka tanaim what Rabbi Kiva said. Matnit Rabbi Shimon v'liv Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon following Rabbi Kiva, meaning Rabbi Shimon who says you get chenek. So Rabbi Kiva who says you get what an avi gets, because you get chenek. Brighta Rabbanon v'libra Rabbi Kiva, and our Brighta is the Rabbanon who said you get Skila. Say, so Rabbi Kiva says you get what an Avi Levodazar gets, and that is Skila. Hadron Allah, Elohein Anisrafin. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we've completed the 9th chapter. We're going to begin the 10th and penultimate chapter of Masachet Sanhedrin in the next podcast. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.